In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, Queen of the divine will, pray for us. Welcome again to the Will of God in the Life and the Writings of the Servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Today we will continue with Volume 21. The next passage is from March 26, 1927. And the title is, One Who Possesses the Divine Will is a Call for All the Acts of It. As many acts as the soul does in the divine will, so many times does she rise again to divine life. How one who does not do the divine will is the little thief of creation. Luisa Picaretta writes, I was thinking to myself, when I go around within the supreme will, following its acts in the creation and redemption, all things seem to speak. All of them have something to say about this admirable will. Instead, when I am occupied with something else, all things remain silent. It seems they have nothing to say. But while I was thinking of this, the sun penetrated into my little room, and its light poured on my bed. I felt invested by its light and heat, and at that moment a light came out from within my interior, and diving into the light of the sun, the two of them kissed. I was surprised, and my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, how beautiful is my divine will bilocated in you, in the sun. When it dwells in the soul and makes a sweet encounter with its own work, it makes feast, and as it plunges into its own acts, which it exercises in created things, they kiss each other. Then one of the lights remains and the other returns triumphantly to its place to exercise its office, wanted by my will itself. Luisa Picaretta is doing her rounds of creation, and she tells us that as she goes around creation, as she is going around praising, glorifying God, putting her, I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I thank you, in every single thing, in every created thing, it seems that all creation speaks to her. God created everything out of love for each one of us. He created the sun, the light, the stars, the moon, everything that exists. God created everything out of love for us. He was thinking about each one of us when He created all the universe. When He created every single star, He was thinking about each one of us. So God, by creating everything out of love for us, for the creature, He wants the creature to return that love, to correspond to that love. And this is what Luisa Picaretta is doing when she's doing the rounds of creation. She's going around praising, glorifying God. And she tells us she even goes to do all the rounds, even the rounds of redemption, meaning that she's putting her, I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, in every single act of redemption, in every single work that our Lord Jesus preached, in every single miracle that our Lord Jesus performed, in everything that our Lord Jesus did, in every single step he made. She is putting her, I love you, I praise you, I adore you, in everything that Jesus did in all the acts of redemption. So as she is going around, she is thinking about all of this that God created out of love. And she says, and when I do something else, all of this, they remain silent. Because by doing the rounds of creation, we give our voice to all created things so that God can be glorified. We lend our voice to them so that God can be glorified. So the soul who possesses my will is a call for all the acts of it, our Lord Jesus says. And as they meet, they quickly recognize each other. The soul who possesses the will of God is calling the divine will to come and reign on earth as it reigns in heaven. The call who possesses the will of God and unites herself with all created things to praise, to adore, to glorify God, who goes around all created things, imprinting, impressing the I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you in every created thing. God feels the retribution of his creature, and not only on behalf of that specific creature, but God feels the retribution, the correspondence of all the human race. This is why when you go around creation and redemption, our Lord says, all things speak to you. Those are the acts of my will that speak to you within it. In fact, it is right that one who possesses the divine will know about its life, which seems to be divided among many created things and distinct in many different acts. Yet, it is one single act, and it is necessary that one who possesses the divine will be aware of all its acts, in order to form one single act with all the acts of my will. One who possesses the divine will is able to unite herself with all created things that came out from the will of God. This is almost a miracle. This is a miracle that by possessing the will of God, we are giving praise, glory, and adoration. We are corresponding God, because in the divine will, there is only one sanctity. Since there is only one will in the Blessed Trinity, one will, one sanctity, one power. And one who lives in the divine will is able to unite herself with this one will, with this one sanctity, with this one power. So the divine will wants to descend into souls and form with its light the divine generations. Our Lord says, so by uniting ourselves, by going around creation, redemption, and now sanctification, we are able to retribute to God, to give back to God what is due to Him. What others denied, we can give to God. We can give Him the perfect correspondence of love on behalf of everybody. Only through this gift, through the gift of living in the divine will. Our Lord says, this is why when you go around creation and redemption, all things speak to you. Those are the acts of my will that speak to you within it. In fact, it is right that one who possesses the divine will know about its life, which seemed to be divided among many created things and distinct in many different acts. Yet, it is one single act, and it is necessary that one who possesses the divine will be aware of all its acts in order to form one single act with all the acts of my will. It seems like the divine will is divided, but it's not, because everything came out of the divine will, because the divine will contains everything. The divine will contains everything. Remember, one sanctity, one power, one will. Then, while following the acts which the Supreme Fiat had done in redemption, I reached that point at which my sweet Jesus was in the act of rising from the dead. And I was saying, let's clarify something here before we go on. The acts of redemption is everything that Jesus did for us. His incarnation, his birth, every single work that he performed, every single miracle he did, every single word he preached, his passion, his death, his resurrection, all of these are the works of redemption. My Jesus, just as my I love you has followed you into limbo and investing all the inhabitants of that place, we have asked you all together to hasten the coming of the kingdom of your supreme fiat upon earth. She's saying, we have asked you. Who is asking Jesus for this gift? Luisa Picaretta united with all the created things. Luisa Picaretta and all created things. The sun, the moon, the stars, all the works of redemption. By imprinting her, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I glorify you in every created thing. By imprinting her, I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you with your will in every single act that our Lord Jesus performed. Then she's asking, together with all of them, for the gift of the divine will to descend upon earth and to reign as it reigns in heaven. We have asked you all together to hasten the coming of the kingdom of your supreme fiat upon earth. So do I want to impress my I love you upon the tomb of your resurrection, so that just as your divine will, may your most holy humanity rise again as fulfillment of redemption, and as the new contract with which you will restore the kingdom of your will on earth, so you may send us the gift of your divine will. So, my unceasing, I love you, following all the acts you did in the resurrection. May I ask you, pray you, supplicate you to make souls rise again in your will, that your kingdom may be established in the midst of creatures. Now, while I was saying this and all other things, my beloved Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, as many acts as the soul does in my will, so many times does she rise again to divine life. And the more acts she does in it, the more the divine life grows, and the more complete becomes the glory of the resurrection. See, we have to do acts in the divine will. The more acts we do, the more the divine life grows in our soul, in our heart. By imprinting our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you in every created thing. By imprinting our I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you in every single act that our Lord Jesus performed. Even by imprinting our I love you in the tomb in which our Lord Jesus was placed and buried. Then the divine will is growing in our soul. This is what the Lord promises. Every single act that we do united with the will of God brings new life. The divine life growing in the soul. So we shouldn't waste any act. We shouldn't waste our acts. We should unite every single act with the will of God, even our sorrow. Therefore, the foundation, the substance, the light, the beauty, the glory are formed by the acts done in my will. See? The foundation, the substance, the light, the beauty, the glory, all of this is formed by all the acts done in the divine will. The more contact my will has had with the soul, the more it can give, embellish, and expand. This is important for us to understand that every single act gives us the capacity to receive more. It expands the soul to receive more from God. So God is able to form His heaven in the soul of the creature. God resting in the soul of His creature. Imagine that, the life of God growing in the soul of His creature. Even more, one who has always lived in my will, since my will has had its dominion over all the acts of the creature, will possess the act ever new of my fiat. St. Augustine used to say, O beauty, ever ancient, ever new, referring to the Blessed Trinity. In the Blessed Trinity, everything is new. And this is what our Lord says even more. One who has always lived in my will, since my will has had its dominion over all the acts of the creature, will possess the act ever new of my fiat. Therefore, not only will she receive the new and continuous act of the Beatitudes from God, but by virtue of my will, which she has possessed on earth, she herself will possess the new act of the Beatitudes within herself. In releasing it from herself, it will invest the whole celestial fatherland. What our Lord is saying, that those who already possess this gift of the divine will here on earth, they will experience anew all the Beatitudes in heaven, and they will invest the whole celestial fatherland. In other words, the saints will receive new showers of joy. These souls who bring the gift of the divine will within them, they will experience greater glory and greater joy in heaven, and they will give to other saints. The saints, they will experience anew the Beatitudes. And so there will be such harmony between the new act of God and the new act of one who has possessed my will as to form the most beautiful enchantment of the celestial residence. The prodigies of my will are eternal and never new. Can you imagine the surprise that these souls will bring into heaven? The souls who possess the gift of the divine will here on earth will bring with them this gift. And the whole celestial fatherland will be enchanted. After this, I was thinking to myself, how is it that from such a high place, When he was created by God, Adam fell to such a low level after sin. And my always adorable Jesus, moving within my interior, told me, "My daughter, in creation, one was the will which entered the field in order to create all things. See, one will created all things. He wills it and things come into being. God doesn't need pre-existed matter. He just has to will it and things come into being, into existence. He holds all creation within himself. So one will created everything in the soul of our first parent, Adam. One will reigning in him. Only one will reigning in him. His human will was totally united with the divine will. He possessed his human will by nature. And then by grace, he possessed the divine will. Our Lord Jesus, he possessed in his person the human and the divine will. This union of the two wills reigning in him. By his divine nature, he possessed his divine will. And by taking on our humanity, he possessed his human will. Our first parent, Adam, he possessed the divine will by grace as a gift and his human will by nature. But before the fall, only the divine will was reigning in him. Our Lord Jesus says, "My daughter, in creation, one was the will which entered the field in order to create all things. To it alone belong by right the dominion, the regiment, and the carrying out of its own life in each thing which will be created by it. Now, after man withdrew from our will, one no longer was the will that reigned on earth. But two, by exercising his human will against the divine will, he went out of the divine will. And now there was not only one will reigning, the divine will, but now the two of them. Because the human will wanted to reign apart from the divine will. And this is what took us away from the will of God. In another passage of the Book of Heaven, in volume 36, November 20, 1938, our Lord says, "When Adam was united with our will, he possessed the divine virtue within his power. Before his sin, our image and likeness were groaning in all his acts. Before, there was only one will reigning in him. And now, the two wills, the human will and the divine will. The human will clothes us with all that does not belong from God. The divine will covers us with the garment of light. But the human and the divine will, they became enemies because our first parent, Adam, he disobeyed. He wanted to exercise his free will apart, separated from the divine will. And since the human will is inferior to the divine, man emptied himself of all the goods of his supreme fiat. And in doing his own will, he took away the place of the divine will. In other words, he emptied himself of God. He didn't want God in his soul anymore. And this is what happened. So we have to do the opposite now. We have to bring the divine will, to invite the divine will to enter in our hearts and our souls, to enter into every single act that we do, to invite the divine will to do every single act with us, to exercise our freedom, to invite the divine will to come and reign in our souls, to give the divine will full reign in every single act that we do, in love, in freedom, out of our own will. There has to be what Pope Benedict calls the communion of wills. The two wills have to be in common union. But the human will always has to be under the divine will. The divine will has to reign always. If we do this, everything will fall into place in our souls. Our Lord says, "To go out of my will was the greatest sorrow. More so, since this human will had been released and created by the divine will, so that everything might be its own property, its own dominion. Now, by withdrawing from our will, man became guilty of stealing the divine rights. Since by doing his own will, none of the things created by this fiat will belong to him anymore. Man lost the dominion that God gave him over all created things. By separating himself from the will of God, he lost the right and the dominion over all created things. Nature doesn't obey man anymore, because nature sees that we went against our creators, our God and fathers. Nature sees that men wanted to be God apart from God, and that simply cannot be. Therefore, he had to find a place in which our creative work will not extend. But this too was impossible. This place cannot be found. There is no place in which the will of God is not. This is what he is saying. The will of God exists everywhere, is everywhere. So not being with our will, he will still take from the things which belong to it. In order to live, he will use the sun, the water, the fruits of the earth, everything. These were all the thieves that he committed against us. Therefore, by not doing our will, man became the little thief of all our goods. And one of the Ten Commandments says, you shall not steal. And when we take from God without recognizing that he has created everything out of love for us, then we become like thieves. We steal from our Creator. Another passage of the Book of Heaven from Volume 11, February 5th, 1913, our Lord says, my daughter, one who does not do my will has no reason to live on earth. Her life becomes without purpose, with no means and with no end. She is just like a tree which is incapable of producing any fruit. At the most, it can produce poisonous fruits, with which it poisons itself more and more, as well as anyone who will imprudently eat them. This tree does nothing other than steal the poor farmer who works the soil with great hardship and sweat. In the same way, the soul who does not do my will is in continuous act of stealing from me, converting those thieves into poison. She is around me to steal from me. She steals from me the work of creation, the work of her own redemption and sanctification. She steals from me the light of the sun, the food she takes, the earth she breathes, the water which quenches her thirst, the fire which warms her, and the ground she treads. Because all these belong to the one who does my will. What he's saying is that when we take and we don't correspond to God, when there is not a reciprocal love from the creature to God, to his creator, then we become thieves. We steal from our creator. But if we unite ourselves to the will of God and we thank him, we place our praise you, I love you, I glorify you, I thank you. We imprint our I love you in every created thing, in every single act of redemption, in every single act of sanctification, then that simple act of breathing becomes a prayer. The simple act of blinking your eye becomes a prayer. Every single act, excluding sin, becomes a prayer. Because then the creature recognizes all the good that God has done for us and all the good things that God has created out of love for us. And God desires that his divine life grows in our hearts and our souls. And the way this divine life grows is by uniting ourselves with his will in every single act that we do. So instead of becoming thieves, we return to God. We glorify him. He will receive the perfect correspondence of his creature on our behalf. How sorrowful it was to see that the creation was to serve so many deserters, so many who did not belong to the divine fiat, and our will lose as many places on earth, for as many creatures as were to come to light and not live in our kingdom, letting themselves be dominated by our will. It happened as to a family which, instead of being ruled and dominated by the father, is ruled and dominated by the children, who do not even get along among themselves. We have to be dominated by the divine will. Our human will cannot reign anymore in our hearts and our souls. Our human will cannot reign in our acts. The divine will has to reign in every single act. Because if it reigns in every single act that we do, God will be glorified. We will be sanctified. His divine life will grow in us. Every single act that we do will be divinized. This is what the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, that God wants to divinize every single act of the creature. But for this to happen, the creature has to consent to give up his free will in love, in freedom. Let's continue. What is the sorrow of this poor father in seeing his dominion being taken away by his children? And what is the confusion and the disorder in this family? The confusion and the disorder of the human family, that we have separated ourselves from God, that we want to become God apart from God. This is a great sin. Much more sorrowful for my supreme fiat was the fact that the work of its own created hands will take away its dominion from it, and by doing its own will place itself against mine, taking the right to reign away from it. The human will was created by God, and the human will wants to become God without God. The human will who is inferior, the human will who is nothing. The divine will is superior. The divine will must have its first place in our hearts, in our souls. My daughter, not doing my will is the evil which encloses all evils. It is the collapse of all goods. It is the destruction of happiness, of order, of peace. It is the great loss of my divine kingdom. Our Lord says, not doing his will is the evil that encloses all evils. That's why through this revelation given to the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, our Lord calls us, the creatures, to go back to the order, the place, and the purpose for which we were created by God. He calls us to receive the divine inheritance of our Heavenly Father in our hearts, in our souls, beginning here on earth. And through this gift of the divine will, we will be able to return to God, the perfect correspondence of love. He will be able to be praised, adored, and glorified on behalf of everybody. God the Father desires that all his creation may give him praise, glory, and adoration. That we who are the masterpiece created by him may return to him in love and in freedom, so that we may come to occupy the rightful place that belongs to us, and that God the Father will occupy the rightful place that belongs to him, which is the soul of his creature. I invite you all to reflect upon this passage. I invite you all to give to God what belongs to God, as the gospel says. To give to God what belongs to God, which is the praise, the glory, the honor, and the adoration that belongs to him. By surrendering our will, by letting his will reign in every single act of our lives. Mary, Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.